This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. One of the questions I've gotten this past week from homeowners who've had me in, they say, Eric, I hear you sold 20 homes in the month of April. How come? And the answer is fairly simple, because we stayed in the game. We didn't take our chips off the table last month. Really, the market is just as good right now as we would expect it to be for a spring market. Yeah, there are less tire kickers out there, but the serious buyers are ready to buy, and you can sell your home now. Remember this, timing trumps condition. If you take advantage of the current market climate and the demand that's there, you will sell your home, even if the condition's not perfect. You can find out more at ericstewartgroup.com. I've invited a friend of mine, Lauren Langford, who is joining me today from the Village of Rockville, to join me. And timing is kind of the conversation I want to have with Lauren too, because once in a while in life, the opportunity comes up for you to be a part of something new that you can't be the first ones to do once it's been done, right? So as a kid growing up, being a part of some young families that lived in the neighborhood where I lived, or, you know, where my parents moved near other people that they know, or even my folks living in the retirement community where they live, and getting to know the people and having the built-in relationships that they have. The Village at Rockville presents a compelling opportunity with a new project called Glenmere that I've invited Lauren to share with us today. Lauren, so good to have you back.
Thank you, Eric. And I just want to thank you for once again hosting me on your show. I always love this opportunity to exchange ideas.
Wonderful. Lauren, the Glenmere, if we can just dive deep, tell us about the Glenmere and what's going on, and share with me your heart.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. So Glenmere is a part of the Village at Rockville, continuing care retirement community, located just off of Veers Drive in Glenmill, if you know where Wooten High School is in that part, just near Potomac. Lovely, lovely neighborhood. We started planning this about 5 years ago, and we are so thrilled. We're about 80% of the way through construction. Larry Hogan has stated that construction is indeed essential, so we have full crews on the ground. It's full steam ahead for building, which many of our future residents were concerned we would have delays. We have not. We are going full throttle. And so for many people who have made that plan, they've taken the time to really evaluate communities, what that looks like. And, you know, we're pleased to say that they're still excited. And I think your point, Eric, about timing trumps condition, we're still finding that. And we're a successful community, and it's a great project, beautiful new construction project. And we're finding all kinds of creative ways to connect with our future residents, to keep them engaged, educated through this process. You had mentioned how you lived in a neighborhood when you were a kid, surrounded by families all wanting that connection. Moving to a new community, although it's a big decision, can be made a bit easier when there's a brand new project, because everyone is coming in together. And there's an expression we often talk about, esprit de corps, where people are coming in together, forming community. Everybody is looking to make friendships, form connections, learn new things, exchange ideas with one another. And so that energy comes in when you have a new build that you're bringing residents into. So we're really excited about that.
Wonderful. Now that idea of joining with others to a new adventure, it's always captured my heart. I love the idea of being a part of something where we're all discovering it together, because then there's no history. Everybody's creating history together.
Sure.
So Lauren, what opportunities do you have right now at Glenmere?
Eric, I'm really glad that you asked me that, because there still are terrific opportunities to join our community at the Village at Rockville. In Glenmere, which again is currently under construction, currently being built, we anticipate that building to be done around the end of this year, November, December, where we start move-ins well into 2021. Of the 130 homes, we do have a handful of homes remaining that we can work with individuals to reserve. Beautiful, smaller one bedrooms all the way up to a two bedroom, two bath with den, about 1900 square feet. So you have a wide differential of homes available for now and in the future. So one thing I would encourage listeners to do, if you want to learn more about Glenmere, I'm going to give you my personal number, my direct line, and we will set up an opportunity through Zoom to walk you through the community and to educate you on availability and just to learn more about the community in general. Please call me directly. My number is 301-354-8485. Again, that is 301-354-8485. My name is Lauren Lankford. I have had the absolute pleasure and blessing of serving this community for June 1st will be 7 years. So I've been involved in this project from the day we said, let's build. And we are so excited because we are about to start filling that building and building brand new community. So it's a really exciting time for us.
Well, that's wonderful. Lauren, give that number out just in case somebody didn't get a pen by the time you gave that number.
The direct line is 301-354-8485.
301-354-8485.
You got it.
Thanks so much, Lauren. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
The Village of Rockville, open for business. If you want more information, give Lauren a call, 301-354-8485. And that special music means one thing. Stuart Rosenthal is in the house. How you doing, Stuart?
Good, Eric. How are you doing?
Good. So what's going on in the Beacon newspaper this month?
Well, a cover story for May is fun. It's about how you can volunteer from home. I mean, we're all sort of stuck in our four walls. But if we want to do things for others, there are ways we can do that, and some of them are very interesting. For example, the Library of Congress and the Smithsonian and the National Archives all have programs where you can type up historical records for the computer and also tag them for search. So if you're lucky, you could get something like Abraham Lincoln's notes or Rosa Parks' recipe for peanut butter pancakes. But any kinds of things, there are all kinds of documents that they are in these locations that they need people to help type them up for you. If you like to record books, you can record audio books for children. If you are interested in maps, you can update maps and pinpoint various items on U.S. Geological Survey maps. If you're a photographer, you can upload your wildlife photographs, or bird watchers, you can report bird sightings. Or if you like the weather, you can become a skywarn spotter for the weather service. There's so many things you can do, and the article talks about a lot of them. So I hope that people out there who want to be able to be active and do things despite being stuck at home, we'll read this and find a way to get involved.
What a great idea. And you can read about it in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com, or feel free to pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations in the metro area. Stuart, thanks for that.
Thank you, Eric.
Let's transition for just a moment. And I want to just share something that that I've been going through personally over the last number of months. And, you know, I think that as we have all been spending time at home and we've been faced with the reality of needing to quiet ourselves and not be running all the time, you know, whether it's kids going here or kids going there or being on appointments the same that I have in the past, I've been facing what I call the big empty. And I think we all face it, is that sort of that big emptiness in life where we're just asked to be quiet and listen. And, you know, and I in my Christian faith, I have just found that big empty is that opportunity to really listen and hear from God, his direction in my life. And it's hard to sit there at times, but he's encouraged us to do that, to slow down, listen to him, and hear his voice in our direction. So I encourage you all this week to consider that as you are working through your life. And that's pretty much a wrap for another episode of the Eric Stewart Show. Thanks for joining me. Remember, you can podcast listen to us at Pointing You Home or Senior Solutions just on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other sources, or as always, right here on WMAL's own website. Well, God bless you all. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.